Remember that story I told you about yesterday where they had finally, where they had arrested that man in Huntsville, Texas?
Yeah, escaped criminals and did something. I don't remember what he had done.
Well, the thing yesterday just said that he had stabbed his wife and killed their little four-year-old son, is what it said. Well, now, this new thing I read on it, seems like the four-year-old was the foster son of his wife, and his wife just happens to be a transsexual, who is the boy's uncle.
Well, you're talking about a mixed-up family.
Really? They say he stabbed his wife in New Jersey and then killed their four-year-old foster son, her four-year-old. It says then the wife is a transsexual who was the boy's uncle, and that she or he or it.
Would you say that families are going to hell?
Survived the attack.
I read a story yesterday in the news someplace that here's these two guys that have known each other all their life. They went through high school together. They went to college together. They were old drinking buddies. One of them goes out and has a sex change operation, and now they're dating. And they've known each other as guys all their life.
Well, I guess they'd have something for being best friends.
That's what you call sticking together through thick and thin.
Yeah, they probably share the same jock strap in school.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now they can share other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a great idea.
Hey, let me write this down. This is a first. No, just kidding, Miss Dumplin.
I do. I have a great idea.
Tell me. We're running out of time.
Why can't we do a remote from Branson, Missouri? I'll go down there and go to all the shows and do a live call-in, do a remote from there.
Hey, even better, you could just spend the entire summer there. We'll get you a nice motel room overlooking the city, and you could go to a different show and call me the next morning and tell me about it.
Well, I really want to go to Branson just to see Wayne. But if
I'm willing to
go to all these other shows.
You know, you would sacrifice that for the radio station?
Yes, I would. I sure would.
I think that is an excellent idea. I'll put that to the boss when he gets in here this morning.
Okay. I do. I think it's a good idea, and I do all the call-ins.
Maybe you could start tomorrow.
That would be nice.
Classic Gold.
I was toting my pack along.
Frank the Guitar Man. Sister played the ringing tambourine. You can always pick out the ones in the band that have no talent at all. They'll be playing the tambourine or what are those little things that they play in Mexican bands, carimbas or whatever they, you know, snap
casanetas.
Them together with their fingers or casanetas.
Something like that. Yeah, like little wooden clams.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened on this date? And I missed it.
What happened on this date in 1988, Miss Dumplin?
Well, singer James Brown's wife, Adrian, claimed diplomatic immunity in traffic court because she said she was the wife of the, quote, official ambassador of Seoul.
Diplomatic immunity, huh?
Diplomatic immunity. She said, I am the wife of the official ambassador of Seoul.
What had that lady been smoking?
I don't know. She ought to be married to Little Richard.
She'd been a James Brown stash, I'll tell you.
Speaking of stash, in Louisville, Kentucky, this man choked to death on a bag of marijuana he swallowed while being arrested, right before being arrested.
He went to Weedstock. I heard that.
He was 34 years old. They charged him posthumously, you know, after death, with trafficking in the marijuana. Well, and his death is being probed. I don't understand why his death is being probed. Obviously, the man choked to death. He had a bag of marijuana stuck in his throat.
Did your story point out that he had been to a music festival called Weedstock?
No.
It was a four-day marijuana festival in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I saw that on CNN.
1,000 cars got stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
It came time to go home, and they just left, man, and drove out in the fields, buried cars up to the bumper. About 4,000 people were at the festival.
Yeah, I think there were some arrests, but not that many. But I know it didn't say that that's where he was at.
That's what I'd like to. I'd like to see 1,000 cars.
It was in Kentucky?
No, in Wisconsin, story that I
have. This guy's in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, well, two different ones then. This one that I'm talking about, 1,000 cars got stuck in the mud at Mount Horeb after what they're calling Weedstock, a four-day puffing festival.
Yeah, protesting the marijuana laws.
So that must have been a big thing to do over the Memorial Day weekend.
No, this was in Louisville. They were trying to arrest him, and he had a bag of marijuana, so he swallowed it. Thinking,
well, same thing happened to this other guy.
Hmm. Boy, that's stupid. I don't think I'd put something like that in my mouth.
No.
Jeez.
Anyway,
what gets me is they're charging him, even after death, with trafficking marijuana.
They'll probably dig him up and beat him if he's convicted.
How could they charge him with trafficking marijuana? What was he doing? Selling it from his throat to his stomach?
No, he had it in traffic. That's probably the way they look at it. Ah, you had some marijuana and you were in traffic, so you were trafficking in marijuana.
Mm-mm-mm.
Logical assumption. At least that's the way they'll probably look at it.
Strange.
Partly cloudy, breezy, a high in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. The temperature range will be, and that's where we are right now, 64 degrees. The rain's out for at least a couple of days.
The owner is in.
Janie Baker. Old Janie Baker was a good old girl. She used to live over the hill. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, Wednesday morning. What?
In Montana, the federal and state foresters say they're going to adopt the let burn policy this summer. For the state wilderness areas, they're going to let the fire be the natural balancer.
I never did understand that.
Where trees are allowed to grow unchecked.
Here they're trying to conserve trees and they let a forest fire get out of hand and burn and go ruin millions of acres. They've been doing it for years, though.
Well, that's nature's way, though, because a lot of times that allows new growth and stuff to come in. Kind of a boring day.
Yeah, really not much going on. It's cloudy and droopy outside, and that has a lot of effect on how people face the new morning.
Yeah, I guess
get some sunshine going, everything will be all right.
There was this baseball player, and he's, well, I don't know much about baseball. His name is Dallas Green, and that's supposed to mean something to people, I guess. Okay?
Don't look at me. I'm not a baseball fan either.
Well, he was a scout for the New York Mets, and then the Mets something. Anyway, his wife went on a camping trip to Tibet. On May 13th, she left to go on this camping trip. Well, while she was gone, he's supposed to stay home. Well, he got hired by the New York whatever, so he's moved. He's left. He said, I can't keep up with her. I don't even know where Tibet is.
Yeah,
she still
either.
Doesn't know, and boy, is she going to be surprised. She thinks I'm home taking care of things. And he says, well, he'll worry about it when she gets home. He left her a note.
Who in the world would go camping in Tibet?
Well, that's what he said. I don't even know where Tibet is. And he says, then with the way it is with hirings and firings and all that, he said, I'm not going to be back home before she even comes back.
I wouldn't even leave her a note and tell her where I was gone.
Yeah, that's sad. He went to Shea Stadium to take over for this guy who got fired. And she'll find out when she gets home.
I guess if you got to go camping, you might as well go all the way.
Yeah, Tibet. Boy, that's a far away, way, way.
It's got to be. Partly cloudy. I don't even where it's at. I'm like him. Oh, Tibet, where's that? If you're paying rent, you'll never.
That was a
good old hand
a
clapping.
Fast song. I thought, I don't know why you couldn't find a fast song.
Well, if I can't find a fast one, I'll settle for a half-assed one. Really? Boy, I don't know. I was hearing on the news last night or this morning about Miss America down in Jacksonville, Florida. She was addressing an elementary school, and one of her prime concerns is health, and especially AIDS. She's taken it upon herself to really spread the word about it. And I couldn't believe it, and Miss America couldn't either. The school officials in Jacksonville, Florida, would not let her use the word condom or the word AIDS itself when she was addressing the children. I think Jacksonville, Florida, has adopted the ostrich approach to protecting their kids. Stick your head in the sand, ignore it, and it will all go away, and everything will be better.
Yeah, they need to hit a happy medium.
Bring fortune telling into this now.
Well, some schools go overboard, and the parents say, oh, well, they're taking it too far with the sex education. Well, that school's not going far enough.
Really? I mean, you can't ignore a situation and let it go away.
I guess it wouldn't be so bad if AIDS wasn't such a horrific happening in our lives. And our children, our grandchildren are going to grow up with this fear hanging over their head, unless something is found.
Some of them will.
Do you know what the Indians say about some of the old tribal people say about this thing that's killing off some of the Indians?
They probably think it's a curse, being Indians and
all. Not a curse. They, the traditional Navajo elders, they said, have a theory. And he said, they think maybe this is a natural thing, nature balancing itself.
Well, that could very well be trying to eliminate so many people.
Said they've spoken about these things similar to this in earlier generations through their preachings and all that, through their beliefs. But they think this just might be nature saying, you know, time to cut back.
There's too many of you.
But boy, they're picking on, I mean, why pick on the poor old Indians? There's not that many of them left. And have you seen where they make them live?
Oh, I mean, isn't that pitiful?
How would you like, look at this picture. How would you like to have that as your front yard?
I wouldn't mind that at all myself.
Just desert?
Desert, yes.
Just desert.
I've been out in that part of the country. It may look like just desert, but it's absolutely breathtakingly beautiful.
Well.
They're calling in the Indian medicine men out there now.
Well, yeah, because a lot of the Indians don't trust the white man, and I can't say it.
On that particular reservation, there are 6 Indian medicine men. They're, of course, always elders of the tribe, the old dudes. Heck, they may know something we don't know.
Well, you never can tell. They said they've ruled out the plague and anthrax, all the obvious things that people say, oh, that sounds like. Of course, they have been ruled out. They jumped on those.
I rode on anthrax one time, rode it from Houston down to the border.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Heck of a train. Bill on the Hill's got a look at the morning weather. It's 6 o'clock. If you enjoy the hourly gospel song, you ought to tune us in Sunday morning for Gospel Down South. 6 full hours of good old hand-clapping gospel music starting at 6 and going until 12 noon here on AM 590.
Today,
I started loving you again.
June 3rd is Mighty Casey Day.
As in Casey at the bat?
Ernest Thayer poem. Was published in the San Francisco Examiner in 1888.
I'm sorry, I missed every word you said.
The poem was first published in 1888.
I'm getting like you are. You completely tuned me out. She doesn't hear from 6 o'clock in the morning till midnight. There is no communication.
What? Well, I want to tell you, too, in 1929, I guess to commemorate the Mighty Casey Day. Now, you listen to this, you'll be interested in it.
Listen to what?
These next little tidbits I'm going to give you are real interesting.
About Casey?
No, about different things.
I thought he was an engineer. Remember him? Casey Jones was a railroad man. Sorry.
May I continue?
Sorry.
In 1929, there was a San Francisco catcher, and his name was Joe Mule Spritz. And he decided it would be a good idea to let somebody get in the Goodyear blimp and drop a baseball 1,200 feet down, and he would catch it, you know?
Big dummy.
Well, he put his mitt up, and he caught it, and the force of the ball knocked the mitt back into his face, cut his lip and nose, broke his jaw in 12 places, and knocked out 5 teeth. Said, isn't that fun? Let's do that again next year.
And what the story doesn't bring out, that it also drove him 4 feet into the ground.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, no. Now, where are you getting your facts from? I'm reading a book.
Hey, I know all this stuff.
4 feet into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I think it would have broken more than just his jaw.
He completely disappeared. No, he was wearing probably the first ever and last ever steel baseball suit. It's true.
I don't have anything to say to you. But do you know what happened in 1953 on this date? In Mississippi, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
On this date, June the 9th? June 3rd?
3rd.
Today's not the 3rd, it's the 4th.
Today's the 3rd.
Oh.
Isn't it?
No, today is the 4th, Joe Mama.
Oh, well, ignore what I just said. That was all yesterday's news.
And I didn't get to play the song by...
Uh-uh.
Oh, for crying out loud, and I always
sure
like to
play it.
You
sure today's the 4th?
There's a calendar up there. You see June? 1,
today's
2, 3,
Friday?
4. Today's Friday.
Oh.
No, today's Thursday. Is today really the 3rd? I don't know what today is.
Yeah, today's the 3rd, Trev.
I'm sorry. The old coot will not say another word.
Y'all don't have
morning.
To ignore what I just told you. That's all true. In 1953... Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahassee Bridge. Was he a real person? Evidently he was.
I don't know if he was or not. How could he have jumped off the bridge if he wasn't a real person?
I know. Well, that could have just been from the... Well, the song didn't say what year, did it?
It could have been a fragment of somebody's imagination.
Well, we need to play that song. And also, can you find it real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Like right now?
Yeah.
You got it ready?
I'll play it after the spot break.
Okay. Well, also on this date in 1965, astronaut Ed White, he was in America's first spacewalk. They told him to return to his Gemini 4 space capsule, and he ignored them. He was supposed to have 12 minutes. He walked for 21. He said he was just having too much fun, and he didn't hear him good. I don't hear y'all. I'm just out here, and he stayed out there for 21 minutes.
He said, hey, NASA.
What are they going to do to him?
No way to make him do it.
Come and get me, sucker.
It's 624. Good morning, Jim and Joe on 590.